All right, can we get a clap? One, two.
Wait. I thought you'd do 3, 2, 1.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
All right, on 7, 4, 5, 6.
You didn't say 7.
I said on 7, dick.
Oh, my God. Do a regular thing, man.
All right. 1, 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome back to the International Punk Supply Radio Show. Oh my gosh. The only radio show dedicated to bringing you 100% bloopers all the time when recording an intro. Joining me today is the one and only consistent mess up, Little Tokyo.
Yo, what's up? I'm going to edit that out so people are going to be like, oh man. Pet just fucked up and nothing happened.
For the record, Joey fucked up.
Something did happen.
Also joining us today, the one and only Los Angeles' own Chilean Hammer.
Hello.
And we'd be remiss if we did not introduce the man himself, the Riff Master General.
Hi.
And Of course, the one and only, you know me, you love me, DJ Hollywood is in the house. Hello, everyone. How are we doing today?
You know, I've been going up and down Hollywood at the Walk of Fame asking about DJ Hollywood, and no one knows your name.
Oh, it's because I paid them all to say, just be silent.
Oh, it's all a psyop with this guy.
Yeah.
That was a very lovely intro. Thank you, Pat.
You're very welcome.
No more NPR voice.
Today on Fresh Air.
Well, editing when he comes in and just screams for the first like couple words has not been fun, so I appreciate that.
Well, you're going to get one shot only to get this. So today we have a special, special episode. We're talking covers. We're talking bands who cover other people's songs. Isn't that right?
We're talking covers. people get that one.
Thanks for entertaining this idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. I have a real question right off the top. When a band, you know, if you're looking for a band to cover a song, or if you're in the band covering the song, are you looking for a just honorable tribute to that song, or are you looking to maybe do a new take on an old dog, if you will, or are you really just trying to blow the OG out of the water?
That's a good question. I think there's room for all of those. Like Devo covering the Rolling Stones, they Ooh. Totally change that song and make it their own, and it's fucking awesome. But then when I'm seeing like a punk band, sometimes I want them to just do an like a pretty good version. I just want to hear that song. And like with what we just heard, the Ergs, I think that they do a good job of kind of just speeding it up, making it a little different. So I'm a fan of all cover situations, as long as it's done well.
Well, way to stay neutral. What about you guys?
I was going to go with the NPR voice and say exactly the same thing that Joey said, but as far as I'm concerned, if it's in a live setting, I just want to sing along, baby.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah. The ones that I picked, it's just, I like these covers because they're like punched up a little bit, you know, like that's a little bit faster than the original. And yeah, if it's in a live setting, like you can tell if it's going to be good if people start singing along. I think I agree with Diego on that.
So
Pat, what about you?
I think I prefer it when a band kind of goes, you know, this song's good, but we could do better.
I would say that oftentimes that falls flat, but when it's good, it's fucking good.
Yeah. Not in a braggadocious way, in a more so, let's pump the energy up a little bit.
Or let's completely change the energy.
Yeah.
That will be evident in a couple of the tracks that we'll hear later.
Yeah. Oh my god, what a teaser.
Well, yeah, what some of teaser. Them too. I like how they introduce new artists to people that might not have heard it.
Yeah, like no one's ever heard the Gin Blossoms before the Ergs covered them.
Exactly.
Well, could be a good... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that if you're younger, you don't know who the fuck the Gin Blossoms are.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
But, I mean, like, people who knew the Ergs, especially when they covered that, probably knew the Gin Blossoms.
Oh, it was just the people exactly like the four of us? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I would like to shout out my mom, Patty Wilcox. Shout out, Mom, because she had the Gin Blossoms CD, and it was fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think I have two cassette tapes of New Miserable Experience.
Why two? Different cars?
I don't know. I think I thought I lost one, and then I bought it again, and then...
Back up for when you wear out the other.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You just wanted to kill the earth just that little bit more.
Single-handedly.
That's right. With one tape.
Yeah. It's like, sorry guys, this is on me. I bought two copies of New Miserable Experience by the Gin Blossoms.
I think that's a good segue into the next song that I had on here. So my dad bought this CD when it came out. It's like a compilation of different artists from the 90s covering, or not from the 90s, but that came out in the 90s. It's like a compilation of groups covering Graham Parsons, who's in The Byrds, International Submarine Band, Burrito Brothers. I didn't know who that was. so I the first time I'd ever heard a Gram Parsons song was because of this like cover CD. I think covers are also a very good way to learn, especially when I was like getting into punk, a very good way to figure out who other bands are, because like NoFX would cover the Germs and I was like, who the fuck is the Germs? And then I would go look it up.
Very, very well put.
Mm-hmm.
I got into hardcore because of that Rage Against the Machine covers album they did. They covered In My Eyes, so I famously tell that over and over.
Yeah. Well, I forgot about that.
Well, that all four of my songs are just from that album, so.
Hell yeah.
Maggie's Farm cover, hell yeah. Nice. Oh,
they covered Devo, and they made it slower.
Wow. Nice.
Wow.
All right, so we're going to start off with $1,000 Wedding by Evan Dando and Julian Hatfield.
Was $1,000 wedding supposed to be held the other day? And with all the invitations sent, the young bride went away. When the groom saw people passing notes, not unusual, he might say, oh, but where are the flowers for my baby? I'd even like to see her mean old mama. And why ain't there a funeral if you're gonna act that way? Supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day. I hate to tell you how we acted when the news arrived. It took some friends out drinking, and it's lucky they survived. But I told them everything there was to tell. They're a long way, and he felt so bad when he saw the traces of old lies still on their faces. Why don't someone here just spike his drink? Why don't you do him in some old way? Supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day. Reverend Dr. William Grace was talking to the crowd, all about the sweet child's holy face and the saints who sung out loud. Well, they swore fiercest beasts, they'd all been put to sleep the same silly way. Oh, but where are the flowers for the girl? She only knew she loved the world. And why ain't there one lonely horn with one sad note to play? Supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day. Oh, supposed to be a funeral. It's been a bad, bad day.
Thank you.
gone to break your heart in two. It's true. It's not hard to realize. Just look into her false colored eyes. She'll build you up to just put you down. What a clown. Cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks. Hear the way she talks. Seven, have a look. She's gone to smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little boy, she's from the streets. Before you start, you're already beat. She's gone to play for a fool. Yes, it's true. Cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks. Hear the way she talks.
Cool. That was nice.
That was so first, pleasant.
Yeah. First was Evan Dando and Juliana Hatfield covering Graham Parsons' $1,000 Wedding. It was off Return of the Grievous Angel, is a compilation of covers of Graham Parsons by various artists. There's a bunch of other really good covers on there. And then next was Thou's cover of 4th of July by Soundgarden. One of my favorite bands. Actually, that was one of my favorite bands too, I guess. And then Big Star covering Femme Fatale by the Velvets. Patrick, was Big Star's third ever like an official release? I keep getting that mixed up.
I mean, yes, but also no. It's funny because I'm actually reading his biography right now, A Man Called Destruction. And more or less, what it kind of seems as though people just kind of, some people had different rights to it and put out their version of it. So like Big Star's Third or what is that? Sister Lovers. Yeah, it just depends on what record label put it out. So yes, but also no.
Yeah, because I've seen multiple like covers or like different covers of that group of songs.
Yeah. It kind of. I'm sure at some point he put his original, like I don't know, say on putting it out with the right track listing. But yeah, I think there were like maybe 20 songs or something like that. But yeah,
that's interesting. I like that cover. I haven't really spent much time with Big Star's Third.
It's like great. Two. Well, it's
by
great.
Much time,
but
sorry, by much time, I've spent zero.
Yeah, Joey, nice. It's really good, but it's challenging because Chilton was real fucked up for sure, and like strained every like personal relationship he had at that point. And yeah, it's kind of him just like still playing big star, but also trying to fuck with everyone by releasing something that was quote unquote big star like. So yeah.
Hey, all right. I know nothing. Give me a 10-second description of why he fucked with all his relationships. Was it drugs, mental illness, yeah, both?
Oh, I'm sure it was a lot of drugs. I'm sure there was a little bit of mental illness in there too. He's got like that classic contrarian musician personality trait, like the Replacements, which he would later produce. Like, yeah, just I'm going to personally sabotage myself over and over again. So,
and is that with Chris Bell?
No, Chris Bell was only on the first one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, this one featured the drummer Jody for most of it, but also he kind of quit at some point during the recording too.
I like that cover more than the Velvets.
Yeah,
probably because I just don't really care for Nico. And she's the one who sings the original.
And Chilton's voice is so incredible. So soothing.
Yeah. What'd you guys think about that Thou song? The masters of covering way too many songs.
It was awesome.
I loved it.
Yeah, the kings, great. Kings of the cover?
Go ahead. Sorry.
That's what I'm like. So the original sound, like it's pretty true to the original Soundgarden version. I'm pretty sure that the Soundgarden version is not tuned that low. I think they're playing chords to make it sound like it's those notes, but then I think Thou just like tuned it down to like F or whatever it's in, and then they're just like, okay, we'll do it, and then they slow it down a little bit. I also like when they have, I think his name's Matt, do like clean vocals.
Yeah.
But what were you gonna say, Diego?
What I was gonna say is I never actively listened to Thou, but I have passively listened to them a lot, just being around people who like Thou, and I like them every time. And then my ADHD kicks in and I never ever check them out.
They're great.
I'm probably never gonna check it out.
Yeah.
Just being honest.
Yeah. I prefer the clean vocals in that one too. Like, I mean, it's good. It's a good mix, but the clean vocals were great.
I think that's one of the best examples of like the interplay of clean and dirty, raw.
I actually kind of don't like when Thou does the clean and dirty at the same time.
Mr. Contrarian rises again.
Hey, come on, Pat. And I love Thou, but no, I like, I don't know. Actually, some Thou covers also, some of their cover songs kind of just, I'm like, yeah, this is okay.
This guy.
The problem is that nobody in Thou can hit the soaring, beautiful notes that Chris Cornell could hit.
Oh, man.
The most beautiful angel in heaven.
I forgot you're
Chris anyone Cornell here fan. Ever, has anyone here ever done Hunger Strike on karaoke?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I think so.
A dozen times.
Man, that song rips.
That song is fucking great. Do you do the Cornell parts or do you do the Eddie Vedder parts?
I've done both. Most of the time I get relegated to Cornell and then I feel bad about myself.
I can't do the Cornell part, so you know. next time I see you, my friend,
we can. Yeah, I would only be able to do Eddie Vedder for sure. Come on. Whoever's doing Chris Cornell, you gotta oof.
Yeah, you gotta get up there.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I've been hit or miss whenever I've been told to do the Cornell parts, but and then I don't know anything about the Lemonheads, so I think this.
Whoa! Wait, what?
I know, which is hilarious because they're covering Graham Parsons, who's I love. I know a lot about him, but yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I almost put a Lemonheads song on this playlist, and I didn't. But damn, I
was actually thinking
have.
About that too.
I mean, there's still time.
Man, it's funny coming onto the show with you guys because I don't know anything about these bands. I know the name. I don't know.
Yeah.
Diego, you know the Lemonheads, though.
I do not. I know the name.
Wait, what the fuck?
Have you never listened to the Lemonheads?
No.
Wow.
I got podcasts about history to listen to.
That's not the real reason, but that's not the real reason, but you know.
These two jokers never heard the Lemonheads before. That's crazy. That's cool though, because they're great and you still have so much time to get into them.
And I agree, Evan Dando has a great voice. And
yeah.
Wait, so Evan Dando isn't that bad?
Yeah, he's the singer.
Yeah. Okay. I know who he is.
He is the Lemonhead.
Got it. See, I have a passing familiarity with it. Got it.
And do they do a lot of the male female vocals in the Lemonheads?
Only when Julianne Hadfield was in the Lemonheads,
which was like two records.
Was it like two records? I think.
Yeah.
Shame About Ray and Come On Feel the Lemonheads.
Yep.
Okay.
Feel the Lemonheads.
Amazing. It's great. Record. It's their best record. Yeah. Fucking
but,
phenomenal.
But if you want a really good kind of duet with Julianne Hadfield and Evan Dando, My Drug Buddy, such a great song.
Joe, did you know that Into Your Arms off Here Come Feel the Lemonheads is cover too?
You mean Into Your Arms? Oh, wait, is that off? Yeah, it is Come Off Here, the Lemonheads. Yeah, that is a cover. Yeah, I knew that. That was the song I was going to play.
Me too.
Nice. You're going to play Mrs. Robinson.
No.
No. Pat Claus is not in this episode.
It is a great cover.
It's a great cover, but it's, yeah.
But we want the deep cuts.
Too bad.
Yeah, the first track deep. Off, or the second track off that record, the deep cut.
Yeah. But that's cool because the actual Graham Parsons record is billed like Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris. So, the whole thing is like pretty much the two of them doing duets, which is it's beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome. I need to check that out.
Yeah, Grievous Angel.
Nice.
That's cool. It. Thanks, guys.
That was great.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, so Dylan's going to leave, and then we're going to keep going. It's actually my turn. So I'm going to make you guys listen to some, what is it called, Capital.
Let me guess, you're going to play Leatherface?
Yes, I'm going to play Leatherface.
Oh, it looks like these lads are at a footy match.
This is
Joey, what club are you for here?
I have no idea. This is Leatherface doing a song called Hops and Barley by Wat Tyler.
Hops and Barley, where I pay the death of me, because of the wood, I touch no good. So raise your glasses to the good man who can't, the worship the hops and the barley. The brew is on the go once again, she licks its lips and smiles, for everybody dance more groups of men. Never again to be orange juice next time, but the power of the vibe.
Plastics doing the Monkees, The Last Train to Clarksville. Before that, we had Lost Sounds doing the Lollipop Shop's song, You Must Be a Witch. Before that was the Chinese Telephones doing Guided by Voices, Game of Pricks. And we started off with Leatherface doing Wat Tyler's song, Hops and Barley. So, what'd you guys think?
Well, I think we were all instantly as soon as Leatherface played.
Go ahead, man. I'm stepping all over your toes.
You're stepping on everyone's toes. Just kidding. But yeah, we were all dying of laughter during Leatherface.
Why? Such a good song. It's about lads drinking at the pub.
I was actually into it. I do not let Mr. Hollywood speak for me.
I wasn't saying I wasn't into it. I was just laughing. It's just like the way Frankie Stubbs immediately comes in. It was just so funny. Diego, you said it best. Good, it was like being at like the exit or the Liars Club.
I was doing the Watchmen thing in the chat for the listener at home. I was like, it's 2007. I'm at Liars Club. It's 2008. I'm at Exit. Rest in peace, Exit, I guess.
Don't ruin this for me. I've actually never been to either of those places, so.
Well, you're not going to Exit because it's fucking gone, bro.
Well, that's fine.
Joey, you can imagine what they're like. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Big shout out to that song because
that song was cool. It's about football, huh?
No, it's about drinking.
No, it's about drinking beer.
Drinking beer,
hops and barley. Yeah.
One of the reasons I played that is because I'm going to England very soon, and I'm gonna drink some lukewarm beer that's gonna be flat and it's gonna be great. But I'm going to be in Kent, and they reference the raise your glasses to the fine men of Kent in that song, and so I'm gonna drink with some of the fine men of Kent.
Our boy is feeling a little Kentish.
Yes. there's some weird thing that Heather told me that basically, depending on which side of the river in Kent you live on, and you are either a man of Kent or a Kentish man. And
what?
And same goes for women, either a Kentish maiden or a maid of Kent.
The British Isles were a mistake. That is.
I thought he just threw on a British accent for that song, but I didn't know Leatherface was from the UK.
Oh yeah, they're from the north.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I knew that much.
Sunderland.
Oh man. Shout out to Amazon.
Yorkshire pudding on my face.
That's right. Go watch Sunderland Till I Die on Amazon Prime. It's pretty good.
What is it? What is it about?
Sunderland FC.
Oh, obviously. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. I will watch that, but only because I don't like soccer or football. Yeah. But I do love Leatherface, and so if it takes place in Leatherface's hometown, I'm going to watch it.
It's one of the better documentaries about sports. Anyway, enough. We are talking about punk.
Yeah. So I said in the chat as well, Wat Tyler was, after Wat Tyler, one of the guys went and formed Hardskin, which is an excellent band.
Great
Hardskin,
band.
Boy. Incredible live band. Saw them one time with Kudos.
Los Crudos, yeah. That's great. Los Crudos. I was there. It's great. Yeah. So after that, we had, which was actually my introduction to Guided by Voices. So I guess I have Chinese Telephones to thank for that. It's one of those things where that version is not as good as the original or any of the versions Guided by Voices does. I know I'm not going to win anyone over with that. But the reason I played it was because it introduced me to Guided by Voices.
Well, that's cool though.
There's a lot to say about a cover introducing you to a better artist. That's like one of the better things.
Yeah
absolutely. So,
yeah, I actually, for the longest time, didn't even know that was Guided by Voices. I just was like, this is a really cool Chinese Telephone song.
This song's different.
Yeah.
They were Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, they're from Milwaukee. Like, members of, like, Holy Shit and a few other bands.
Yeah.
Well, and then after that, we had Lost Sounds doing Lollipop Shop. But that was You Must Be a Witch. That was by Fred Cole of Dead Moon. And so I've been on a big Dead Moon kick recently.
Gotcha.
But that was from his band in the late '60s.
Wow,
that's wild.
Did you guys ever stumble across the they're always on like YouTube, but that dude from Lumpy and the Dumpers used to make Halloween mixtapes?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why it sounded familiar, because he had like, I think he had that Lollipop Shop song on one of those like Lumpy's Halloween mixtapes.
Oh.
Yeah. That's cool. Interesting. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Where can one find these mixtapes? Are they on SoulSeek?
There used to be a bunch of them on YouTube, but I feel like some of them got taken down. They were great when like it was Halloween time and I worked at the coffee shop and I would just like put those on.
Hell yeah.
Everybody's like, what is this? And I'm like, I don't know, I didn't do this.
The International Punk Supply Pod.
Yeah.
The International Punk Supply Podcast does condone piracy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We are pro SoulSeek.
Steal it all.
If you start using SoulSeek, you're a sucker.
Yeah.
That was tight though.
Yeah. No,
cool.
I mean, like Lost Sounds was Jay Riotard's band, Rest in Peace. Which I'm also a big fan of his stuff, so.
No, that was tight. It's good.
Nice. And then what do you guys think of Plastix? I know Pat, you know Plastix.
Yeah, you introduced them to me. But yeah, you
like early great. 80s Japanese band. I think
introduced them to me as well, by the way. Not fun. What probably, can I say?
I always like describe them as being kind of like the B-52s of Japan.
Yeah.
Good comparison. That was awesome. The Monkees are really fun to cover too. Like there's so much to work with that song especially.
Yeah. No, and it's cool doing like all like the synths and stuff. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the second time that the Monkees have been brought up here, and I wonder if my complete lack of familiarity with the Monkees beyond like you know their biggest hits is because I'm not truly American. Just a thought.
Could be.
My parents, they don't know who the fuck they are. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like this. I guess this podcast we really like a lot of older bands like CCR. The Monkees and the Birds.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those are ones that keep coming up.
Diego, do you know if there's like a Chilean version of the Monkees?
No, hell no. You see, what happened right around that time was a dictatorship.
What happened in 1973?
I got some links for that one.
Mm.
If you want to talk later.
I'm a complete Philistine, so I have no idea.
No, it's cool. I'm not holding it against you.
Oh, we lost Pat again. God damn it.
Oh, awesome. Right before his block.
Right before his block of rock.
Did he sound like...
Yeah, his shit was fucked up.
He was a little laggy, yeah.
Oh, man. In Pat's neighborhood, there is lots of parakeets just hanging out.
Oh.
There's nice. Wild parakeets all over LA County.
Nice. Should we wait?
I think we should wait.
I think we should also keep this in. All of it.
All of it? Well, every single second.
Well, we want Pat to listen back and to see what we were saying about him.
Be embarrassed.
Like all the shit we're talking. Like, hey man, I went to his house and there were birds around it.
Yeah. It's like, you fucking loser. Get some good internet.
Clean your... Everything's covered in bird shit. That's why your internet doesn't work.
Dylan, you helped him move in, right?
I did.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There feels like that building has... There's parts of it that haven't been cleaned in years. Not all of it. Most. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a perfectly fine building.
No. Yeah, I'm just saying that there's like probably parts where the internet comes in. And that's... That's all I'm thinking.
Patrick, we're just talking shit about the building you live in.
Yeah, we say you live in a squat.
Yeah, you know what's great too, Pat? When you unmute. Dumbass.
Thanks. Yeah, this shit sucks.
Okay, Pat, introduce us.
Perfect timing. So, we're going to play the one and only Blank Stare covering Last Rites Chunks. Hit it. Thank you.
Angeles, please. KTL, kill the lights, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
one and only Tom Petty covering the Byrds. Feel a whole lot better. Before that, we had West Bay's own Tony Molina covering Teenage Fan Club's Everything Flows off the West Bay Grease tape. Before that was Ted Leo and the Pharmacists from the AV Club series. I can't remember the name of it, but they were covering Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And again, starting that off with Blank Stare's cover of Chunks by Last Rites.
Whatever we do, we do with the crew.
Yeah. There was a point in time where I feel like that maybe Blank Stare started that, but like that whole song, like I think Duress covered it. I mean, Dinosaur Jr.'s covered it for forever. But
I know Joey was there when, I don't know, was it Harm's Way that covered it? Some Halloween show that got busted by the cops. Fun times.
Wait. Joey was Northwest Indiana?
It was Northwest Indiana. Joey was dressed up as Mario. He had a mustache.
Yeah,
that's all we need to say about that. Oh, sorry, my roommate's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Diego, you were dressed up as a tennis player. There's a nice.
That's right.
At a fair out, forget which one.
Yes. Yeah, I think I was Bjorn Borg. Because I had a blonde wig.
Yeah. Harm's Way came out with pumpkins on their heads.
Oh, yeah.
And they just smashed them everywhere. It was good times. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a cover.
Yeah. Had you heard that before? Were you familiar with Blank Stare?
Maybe a different release of theirs.
Yeah.
I also get it confused with Think I Care because the record covers are very similar. Like that one has like the guy with the gun on it and it's black and white and high contrast, and that one, right? Am I right?
It was a whole vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think every Blink Stare release was high contrast. Black and white, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
What'd you guys think of the Ted Leo cover?
Dude, great. I mean, I love Tears for Fears. I love Ted Leo.
I know, right?
But I just want to go on the record as saying that that AV Club series that he did, the one that we did Since You've Been Gone / Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, that's the better one. Oh, maybe I have more of a pop sensibility than you, but it was, you know, hey, he's great.
So I was going to say, like, I really like the Screaming Females covers that they did on that series. Yeah. They did Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, and then they also did who'd they do? Sheryl Crow, If It Makes You Happy. It's fucking awesome. Can't be that bad. Fucking awesome.
That was a cool little thing that AV Club was doing for a bit. I think they did a lot of them, and most of them are like not on YouTube anymore. It's like they scrubbed the internet from, maybe because of copyright. I don't know.
Maybe.
But what's the copyright there? That's very strange. Know. You can always cover a song.
Yeah.
As long as you say who did it.
Have you guys seen Guar doing Carry On My Wayward Son?
Dude, yeah, that one fucking rules.
Fucking
it
so
rips.
Good.
It fucking
so good.
Rips. It's no, so good.
I have not seen that, but my brain for a second thought that Guar covered the Straight Edge band Carry On, which would have been funny.
Yeah, that
not as good, but you know.
That Guar one fucking rips.
Yeah, wow.
I worked with this guy from Richmond who was friends with a sex worker who she always said that Dave Brocky was one of her favorite clients. And I'll never forget that.
to a Philistine like me that knows nothing about Guar, who is he in the band?
He was the singer of Guar.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. All right, yeah, rest in peace. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to your friend's former client.
That was great. What a good cover.
Yeah, I know, right?
Songs from the Big Chair is one of my favorite records.
Dude, Ted Leo's guitar tone is perfect on that. Ted Leo rules. Oh, yeah. I feel like he's, I don't know, maybe he's just been around so long that people forget about him or forgot about him, but Ted Leo fucking rules.
Dude, I listened to Shake the Sheets like, I don't know, 300 times. It's so good.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him really, but I randomly saw him one time at the Empty Bottle And there was like 50 people there. It was weird.
Oh, that's bizarre. That's that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess you're right. Like, kind of.
I feel like for a while though he would come and play like Do Division Fest and all the like those like street fests.
Yeah, he was big for a long time, and I feel like
played at Millennium Park one time.
Fuck yeah! I was gonna say
The Millennium Park show ruled. Yeah, that was fucking great.
We probably all went together.
Yeah, we did definitely all go together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Then the one and only Tony Molina. I mean, that what a ripping cover! I love that he throws just the Molina solo in there too. Just kind of
that was sick. That dude's so good at guitar.
I don't have a reference for the original song, but hey, that was nice.
The original's better, but you know.
The original is better, but Tony Molina does do a good version of it.
And he speeds it up, which is appreciated.
Yeah, I've never heard that Teenage Fan Club record.
It's great. Yeah, it's their first one. Yeah.
Oh shit. I thought Bandwagonesco was the first one.
No. Nope. No.
No, Catholic Education.
Well, fuck me.
Don't you have Yorkshire pudding
more,
on your face?
More Yorkshire pudding on my face.
That's right. More tofu scramble on your face.
What's
huh?
all this then, bruv?
What's all this then?
Teenage Fan Club, it's got to be Scottish.
Yeah. Oh, you got to do Scottish.
What's all this
haggis
then?
On my face.
Oh, boy. And then Tom Petty, you know, in our chat, I'm kind of recently coming to Tom Petty, like actively listening to him, and god damn it, that's such a good cover of a great song.
Can't. Yeah. That's an amazing cover that is so true to the original, down to like the tambourine overdubs, the hand claps, everything. Yeah. That's one of the best pop songs ever. Fucking Gene Clark forever.
I'm sensing a theme here, which is a lot of rest in peace going on here. A lot of rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Fred Cole, from my block.
And Petty.
Yeah. Well, that's not my block, so I don't care. No, I'm just kidding. I love Petty, and I regret. God damn it, Marigold! Shut the fuck up.
No, well, it's not
my dog. It's not my dog,
but it is my dog. I'm sorry.
My dog's sleeping like a beautiful little angel right here.
Oh, sorry, Marigold. I regret my mom had tickets once to go to Tom Petty, and I was like, no, I'm too punk for that, and I didn't go. And
you should have gone, brother.
I should have gone. Now I won't have the chance again.
Shit.
So it goes.
You would have felt a whole lot better if you went, huh? If you had gone.
Yeah, I would have. Thanks for rubbing it in.
Patrick, if you like Full Moon Fever, move on to the Traveling Wilburys.
Will do.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Is it my turn, guys?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Diego, bring us home here. What we got?
All right. First off, we have Bulpes, which me gusta ser una zorra, or Zorra, as they would say. This is a Stooges cover. Hit it.
Yeah. Some covers of this rock band Black Sabbath, and we thought we were done with it, but then we realized that we could do it the other way around. We used to take their rock songs and make them like really wimpy pop music, and now we thought we'd do it the other way around, Cardigan style. So we actually took perhaps their only ballad, and actually I think we played faster than they did. It's called Changes. And I couldn't have said it better myself.
My
It took so long to realize, and I can still
back. So lastly, you heard Cardigans covering Black Sabbath's Changes. Before that was Botch covering Rock Lobster by the B-52s. And before that was Vulpes covering Stooges, I Want to Be Your Dog. What did you all think about that?
That other Vulpes than, cover ruled.
Yeah, that was great. I was going to say, other than Botch, it was excellent. But fuck that version of B-52s. Fuck that so hard. It's so awful.
So I have to come clean on something, which is that I was not familiar with the B-52s, like 2002 or 2003. I downloaded this song off, I don't know, LimeWire, Audio,
SoulSeek.
What was it called? No, it wasn't SoulSeek. Wasn't
Kazaa?
There
Kazaa?
Audio something. Audio Galaxy, was that a thing? Either way, you know, I downloaded lots and lots of single tracks because I was in a 56K connection, right? And then one day I was watching some television and there was a commercial for Family Guy, and fucking Peter Griffin started singing Rock Lobster, and I was like, wait a fucking minute here.
I think it's
and
more
that's how
that's
I found
out
that
out.
Was a cover.
You shouldn't be embarrassed about not knowing that it was a cover. You should just be embarrassed that you found out from fucking Family Guy.
That is what's embarrassing. What's embarrassing. It's I would have eventually found out about the B-52s. You know, we don't need to talk about them. You know, great band.
It's all good. You just wanted to, you know, just throw that T-shirt around, start moshing, start picking up that change.
That's
been forever since I listened to
that.
Well, no,
I mean, hey, if you watch that Botch show from the Fireside Bowl, they are very anti moshing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I never got into Botch.
I sure as hell did.
Even when they were a thing, you know.
They were good. I don't know if they've aged well, but they're good.
Mm-hmm. I put on We Are the Romans the other day, and it still had some riffs.
Nice, nice.
You know that one song where he downtunes his guitar in the middle of the song? So cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk real quick about Vulpes. They were a punk band from Spain. And that sparked off of this whole controversy because they went on television and sang that song. I know this is an audio medium, but the video is very good too, because you can actually see what the band was like. But they changed the lyrics to be not about wanting to be your dog, which is already suggestive. But it was basically meant, I like being a slut, which, you know, in post-Franco conservative-ass Spain, I'm sure it incited a lot of stuff going on there. I think it rules. Hey, being sex positive, why not?
Try yeah, that it. Was a fu- that was a really cool cover of that song. Yeah.
What year was that cover?
83,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
The singer of that band, another rest in peace, died in the 90s.
Ding.
Oh, bummer.
Ding.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
And the other song that we heard.
Fire in that video.
Dude, yeah, they look so fucking cool.
Yeah.
They look great. Yeah.
Very, very much so.
And that other song was The Cardigans, you know, most famous for Love Fool, of course. But they did a bunch of, as you heard, did a bunch of Black Sabbath covers. But this is a personal favorite of mine.
That was great. So good.
Yeah.
I love how versatile that song is, because, like, they do, like, a country and western version of it. Mm-hmm. Charles Bradley does his, you know. That's, like, another... I feel like the Charles Bradley cover of Changes is now what people think of when they hear that song rather than the Sabbath version.
Yeah.
And it's funny you should mention that, because I almost played that version.
Right.
And then I thought, wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute.
Yeah, you go for the deeper cut.
Yeah. There you go. The harmonica was sick.
Yeah. No, they all looked really cool in that video. I don't even know what year that's from, but.
It's definitely the 90s, the style.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Acid wash jeans. You were at
Rock Am Ring.
The white tank tops.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Euro Lilith Fair, maybe?
They were at Rock Am Ring, which is in Austria, I believe. Hey, you know, our one German listener is going to write in very angry now. All right.
Nice.
Should we hit it off with the what? Should I speak about what the last track's gonna be?
Sure.
Speak on it.
All right. You know, I'm hereby announcing my retirement from this stupid fucking show, because my one objective was to play a Bad Bunny song, and here I am. Here is a cover of Bad Bunny featuring Daddy Yankee, but it's a post-punk version.
Ooh.
By Friolento.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
See you guys next time.
Hey. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Later.
Peace.
Que te enamoraste de mí.
Yo no voy con labia, no.
Tú sabías.